The Liber Reis Erba. So Chazal came along and said, you find the pasuk says in Kehelis, Liber Reis Harba Chochma. And over here, the Torah says, Lo Yer Eba Chai Erba Stavor. So that a Leib has the power of Ria. And there's a din of Lo Yer Eba Chai Erba Stavor. So not only is the problem of being Roya the Erba a problem with the eyes, Roya the Erba is a problem with the Leib also. It's asmachta, obviously, the pasuk based on a pasuk in Kohelis, but the idea that there's a concept of Rias Halev, and therefore there's a problem of Rias Erba with the Lev, is this the halacha. There's actually an interesting Shari Vorm says in Farish, there's no problem. So if his Lev is covered, and the Erba is behind him, the fact that his back of his head can see the Erba is not a problem, because it's not his Lev, and it's not his eyes. There is one person who raises the question, the Maya said that the Moyach, sometimes Lev in the Pasuk refers to the Moyach. The Moyach also sees, so the Ikra of the Moyach of the person is in the back of his head, so the Chara should be a problem. That the Moyach is Roya Ze'erva, and Hitaka says it's a problem. The Ikra Pasuk is not like that. That applies to the only Libra Roya Ze'erva. So that's true whether the Libra is Roya Ze'erva Chaveroi, or the Libra is Roya Ze'erva Atzmoi. So, if his head's sticking out of the house, his head, but if his body's inside and there's an erva inside of the house, or he's uncovered, so it'd be a problem. Liberos erva. The person's wearing a long robe, came out of the bathroom. He came out of the shower. He hasn't put on underclothes yet, so there's nothing between his heart and his erva. So his slave can see the erva. That's a problem of Liberos Erva. He can't say a brach. He can't learn Divrei Torah. He can't say anything. Can't do any type of Davar Sheva Kedusha at that point in time. Here is Mutter. It's not any more chomer than regular Erva. Here is Mutter. If a person's wearing a tight shirt or something which is tight on the body, so that's covered, it's considered that the lave is covered, and therefore there's no, even though he's just wearing a long garment, but if it's tied against the body, that's also called the lave is covered. There's no problem with libra rois erva. Or a person's wearing two items. A person's wearing a shirt and a pair of pants. So the fact that the pants is a separate item from the shirts, that automatically is considered that it's a separation between the lave and the erva, and so therefore there's not a problem. This person standing in Mayim, which is solo, and he's standing with his lave above the water, and his air is below the water line. So it's not considered liberos erva, because that separation is considered significant enough that it's not considered liberos erva. However, he has to make sure his eyes don't see. So if he's would be a way that he's not looking down, he's looking out. So that's mutter. Let's say that the water is cloudy, so then you can't see it. You actually cannot see it for sure. That's good. Let's say that the height of the water is such that it's up above the lave. So now the lave and the air are both together, and he's noyeg like the shita which holds that you say vidui when you go to the mikveh. So he wants to say vidui while he's in the mikveh. Right, but he can't say vidui in the mikveh because the water is high. So Mishnah Berurah points out that even though normally we hold that the goof cannot cover itself, so putting your hands on your body between the lave and the erva lachar should not be sufficient. But over here, lagabi this halacha, we can be mekel and say that being blocking between the lave and the erva with your hands is sufficient. A person pushes his arms against his body tightly. That's considered the separation between the lave and the erva, and therefore it's not a problem of the erva.
Does that have to be tightly, or could it just be?
Typically, says she should be mahamahodik against the body.
Why wouldn't water have the same thing as fake clothing? Right up against.
The point of clothing is because the water is clear, so it's not preventing a ria.
If you're only up to your waist, does it?
So if you're up to your waist, so the erva is below the water, and you're fine.
Clear.
What?
It's not a problem if it's clear.
No, even if it's clear, it's fine. Because it's mechusa that there at least that's considered like a kisi. by women. So Mishra says that the only that the Ikra Halach applies to men, doesn't apply to women. The Erva woman is, now this only applies, we want to point out, this only applies to the Erva, which is the Erva Mamish. The Erva which we spoke about, that Chazal added, the Erva which is Garm here, it doesn't apply to. So it only applies to the Erva Mamish of the man or of the woman. So it's not really a normal Hechatimza for it's for the Erva of the woman is quite distant from the heart. It's not necessarily visible from the heart. A lot of organs in between. So we didn't create this problem. This is a shita which holds a woman also, it's a problem. A woman, therefore, when goes to the mikveh, she makes a bracha. So some say that she should be makbid to part in, part out, or to use her hands against her body to, again, it's only to the erva mamish. It's to the erva mamish. Okay, excuse me for being